Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show, brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. Home improvement at true outlet prices of 40 to 60% off.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
Now remember, Orion Samuelson has donated his dulcet tones to this particular item.
Let's
Top 5
it.
At 5.
Number five.
I love that.
I do too. Love Orion as well.
It's a little cut off at the end, though. What happened there? Did you hear that?
We didn't get the full Orion effect.
Number five.
Yeah. A little better there.
You have to hear, because Orion's one of those guys. I mean, you know it because you worked on the morning show. Kevin, you know it because you worked on the morning show.
Uh-huh.
Orion's one of those guys. You got to let it like just finish.
Let it breathe.
Yeah, because there's a whole finish. There's a little glide out finish to everything that he says.
It's like
a
music.
Booming echo or something. Yeah, let it breathe out, as Anna said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. Why is Violetta out on the street? She's on Michigan Avenue
and
right
it's
now.
It's hailing or snowing
wearing a sweater.
Or something. And we need you for News or Ruse. Get back in here.
No, she's fired from News or Ruse. All right, here we go. At number five. Donald Trump took to Twitter today to slam the hosts of The View.
Oh, boy. And this was ugly, too. He got really ugly.
Calling the show a total disaster. That's what he says about everything, though.
Well, he called them brain-dead puppets with skeletons in their closet, whatever that means.
After Whoopi Goldberg slammed Dr. Ben Carson.
I hate to ask this question, but you're Ben Carson. Why would you align yourself with that?
Well, you know, you have to look at the good and the bad. There is no perfect person. But, you know, you look at when Donald Trump first went down to Palm Beach area, and, you know, a lot of the clubs down there would not accept Jews and blacks. He insisted on Jews and blacks and helped to break that open. So has he said some things that I wouldn't say or that you wouldn't say? Of course.
First of all, how many blacks are at Mar-a-Lago? That's the first question. And really is a guy who builds a country club a man of the people? I'm going to, you know, what the otherwise restricted, the Jews and blacks who couldn't get in to some of the other fancy waspy.
That's true of a lot of country clubs, though, isn't
but
it?
They're country clubs. Who cares?
One of the things I love about Dr. Ben Carson is he's always respectful, and that almost didn't have a place in this election. That's what he said. He tweeted out later, as you know, everyone's calling each other names and going crazy and stuff. Dr. Carson says, "Thanks for having me on The View. Though we disagree on politics, only in America do we have platforms to discuss these differences. Let him support who he wants to support."
Don't let him support who he wants to support.
That's you can say that till the cows come home, sir. This guy is, I'm sorry, he's a racist. You're Ben Carson. But, you're so much better than this.
Well, I am Ben Carson. And that's the very reason I'm doing this, is because I look at the big picture. Could I focus only on racial issues? Absolutely. Could I focus only on women's issues? Absolutely. I could look at any one little thing and pick anybody apart on it. But right now, the nature of our country is at stake.
Okay, can I just say this?
First
of all, this is where I disagree. This is where politics is getting, and the criticism of Donald Trump
gets silly.
Gets to the point where it leaves the realm of reality and it turns into a stereotype. Donald Trump has enough of his own stereotypical behaviors that we can point to
foibles
we can criticize him for. I don't actually happen to believe that Donald Trump himself is a racist. Here's what I do think he's doing, though, which is almost as bad, is that he knows that he is courting people who are racially intolerant to be on his side by saying very broad things. I don't think personally he's a racist. I mean, that's all the people around him, you know that he's very, very ecumenical about the people that he hires and that he associates with and all that. He's from New York. You can't be in business in a major city in America, especially in New York, without being open to those kinds of at least from a business standpoint, of having those kinds of relationships. But
I'd agree with that.
But in the meantime, he is dog whistling to some people. And he knows he's doing it because he understands how the game is played. He's a student of that. He sees how conservatives over the years, they're certain not conservatives totally, but there are certain conservative movements over the years that have courted the angry white male, and this is going back three decades now, and he just wants to take part in that. So when Whoopi goes, he's a racist, she's not hitting it right. And then the people who support Donald Trump go, no, she's not. You're a racist for saying that he's a racist. And then
right.
It just goes,
it just gets
even
spiraling
further.
Out of control, because I think that he's being branded in that way. And I'd agree. There are a lot of reasons to criticize Donald Trump. And that one is probably very
Although,
unfair.
The beauty of Donald Trump is he's like an advent calendar. There's always a door to open that you can find something in, no matter what it is. No matter,
if not you, just 24 of them either.
Right. If you want to disagree with him, you can find something.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, it's just that there's always, oh, yeah, well, there's that one thing. As Dr. Carson said, well, no one's perfect.
Good and bad to everybody.
Yeah.
Number four.
Thank you. An angry, emotional Ted Cruz ripped into the Trumpster for his attacks on Cruz's wife, Heidi, and repeatedly declined to say whether he would support Trump if he's the nominee.
I don't get angry often. But you mess with my wife, you mess with my kids, that'll do it every time. Donald, you're a sniveling coward, and leave Heidi the hell alone.
Did you see the... Oh, go ahead.
Let me be absolutely clear. Our spouses and our children are off bounds. It is not acceptable for a big, loud New York bully to attack my wife. It is not acceptable for him to make insults, to send nasty tweets late at night. And I don't know what he does late at night, but he tends to do these about 11:30 at night. I assume when his fear is at the highest point.
The most recent episode of Wifegate was a tweet. Did you see it? There's a side-by-side picture of Melania looking gorgeous and like a model, and then Heidi Cruz, a very unflattering picture of her, and someone tweeted that out side-by-side and said, no need to spill the beans. Donald Trump retweeted it, and, you know, a lot of people are criticizing.
He didn't retweet it. He did.
Like,
well, it's not a retweet. He actually quoted it because his picture's on it.
His picture's on it.
So that means he quoted it. Which is even worse than a retweet. Retweet, you just hit the little circular button and you retweet and it goes as that person who sent it.
Right.
When you quote it, it's your account that shows the comment.
Cut and pasted it. But yeah, whatever. It basically appeared to be an endorsement or something. Maybe you should have left alone, right? You kind of said your part about each other's wives and maybe you move on, but it kept going on and on. So
right. It
continues talking about their wives.
All right. Violetta Pondermatic has come in from the cold.
Yes, I have.
What the hell were you just doing? Why were you on Michigan Avenue running around?
I heard there was thunderstorm going on. So
thunder
I wanted
snow?
Thunder snow, yes, that's what it was. And we've got to try to get some audio for the newsroom.
Okay.
Yeah, it's nice out there. I don't know what everyone's complaining about.
This week, kick back, relax, and enjoy great food from the comfort of your home with Chicago's Best Takeout. Chicago's Best Sunday nights at 10, WGN-TV.
Top 5-5 continues, checking in at
number 3.
This is sad.
This is the theme to Gary Show. The theme to Gary Show. Gary called me up and asked if I would write his theme song.
Gary Shandling has died. Died suddenly in Los Angeles today at the age of 66. Born in Chicago, he started as a TV writer for Welcome Back, Kotter and Sanford and Son. Then he turned to his own stand-up comedy career. And after killing it famously on The Tonight Show, he'd become one of Johnny Carson's go-to fill-in guys. And then onto that, the critically acclaimed HBO comedy series Larry Sanders Show.
Well, actually, Larry, you know, you and I have something in common.
Yes, we do. A lot of you probably don't know that Alec and I, Alec used to actually date my ex-wife, Francine.
No, I was referring to our charity work with multiple sclerosis.
Oh. That was a career-making moment for him because he became a regular on the Carson Show after that.
Yeah, but that was a friend of Larry Sanders Show right there where he and Alec Baldwin were, it was one of those moments, I think a talk show moment gone terribly, terribly, terribly bad. All right, checking in at
number 2.
Ben Affleck's new movie, Batman vs. Superman, Dawn of Justice, in select theaters tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere Friday. Richard Roper reviews it tomorrow.
The Daily Planet criticizing those who think they're above the law is a little hypocritical. What'd you say? Considering every time your hero saves a cat out of a tree, you read a puff piece editorial about an alien who, if he wanted to, could burn the whole place down. Maybe it's the Gotham City in me, and we just have a bad history with freaks dressed like clowns.
Okay, ooh, that's Ben Affleck.
Shots fired.
He was on Good Morning America. He told Robin Roberts about the fact that he actually dressed up as Batman for a kid's birthday party, one of his kids' birthday parties.
I called them up, and they were very gracious. They brought the real suit over, and they made me sign like I wasn't going to use it for evil. And I put it on and, you know, went out there like for his birthday and wrestled around with the other superheroes and tried not to tear anything. And, you know, I knew I was going to be like sort of performing for kids, but I got self-conscious when I realized all the grown-ups were there, too.
Oh, they're kind of like, looking at you a little bit.
Like, hey, Batman. Okay, wow. You're really doing it.
All right, and finally.
Number one.
Ice-T, a man of many talents, rapper, actor, reality TV star. He was on Jimmy Fallon, and he's also a great voice actor, too, right? Isn't that the appearance? Isn't that the idea? Fallon had Ice-T provide new voiceovers for a bunch of old cartoons, pretending that they were classics unearthed, you know, sort of like Charlie Brown.
Wow, look at all those stars. Boy, I'll bet they're having a good time up there tonight. It looks like they're really living it up.
Yo, my man Charlie Brown is straight up baked.
Yeah. There you go. Great. All right, here we go.
The top five at five.